Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now back to Mike Adams.
All right, we're going to take a look at the market of Colombia, South America. What kind of market is that for our meat products, especially with the free trade agreement we have with them? Don Mason is a U.S. Meat Export Federation project specialist in Colombia, and he joins us now from, are you in Bogota, Don?
I am in Bogota.
Yeah, well, hey, good connection. Thank you for joining us. You know, several years ago when the deal was being negotiated, I went to Colombia and had a chance to talk with a lot of folks there and saw that it really looked to have good potential for a market for U.S. products. How has it developed for meat since the trade deal went into effect?
Well, certainly it's a booming market, a great opportunity here in Colombia. Colombians, by nature, are definitely meat eaters, and they raise a lot of cattle, so they have a lot of domestic beef supply. We still have a fair amount of opportunities there on the beef side with restaurants and high-end, high-quality U.S. beef. They know the value of that. The challenges are sometimes just in the exchange rate and getting it in here and finding that niche market. But on the pork side, especially, huge demand. The demand for pork products is growing way faster than the domestic pork industry here can keep up with, and so that provides us with a heck of an opportunity.
Yeah, sounds like it. I was impressed when I was there several years ago at how much progress they had made, how much development was going on in the country. Is that still happening?
Yes, I'm looking out my apartment window here. This is the office, by the way, of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. It's an efficiency apartment, about, 300 square feet or something like that. So, but I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing, the construction going on here. I was in Barranquilla, up on the north coast yesterday, and lots of construction going on up in there and so on. The economy here, people here will complain about the economy, but actually it's fairly solid as Latin American economies go, and they're doing pretty well. So what that means is you've got that growing middle class, which is so important for meat sales around the world, and it's growing here, and they're looking for more protein.
We're talking with Don Mason, U.S. Meat Export Federation project specialist. He's in Bogota in Colombia, South America. Don, just how has the U.S. Free trade agreement with Colombia, how has that helped? What difference is that making in moving more U.S. products into that country?
Well, it certainly made, on the tariff side, it certainly gave us some advantages we didn't have before. And obviously, people buying meat are all over the world are very price conscious, and when you add tariffs to the product costs, then you start running into obstacles, and so those have been diminished or removed. There's also some non-price issues in terms of the smooth flow of product into Colombia. Not all resolved yet. USMEF has, of course, is working on helping smooth the way. Some of the regulatory hurdles and so on still exist, but a lot of them got removed with the free trade agreement, and that's only great for exporters and importers here to get the product into the country.
Other than the domestic production, who are our biggest competitors in that market?
Well, we certainly have competition on the pork side from Canada, from Chile, a little bit from the European Union, Denmark in particular. On the beef side, we're competing against Argentine beef, Uruguayan beef. Probably those would be the two principal competitors on the beef side.
Are you optimistic we'll continue to see growth in market share in Colombia?
Well, I'm very optimistic. I'm looking at the year-to-date sales and exports into Colombia right now. We are up. Year-to-date sales are 16,709 metric tons, compared to last year, which was 7,938 metric tons. So we're up 110% year-to-year right now. in this, and that's pork. I'm talking pork here on the pork side. We're talking a 110% increase, essentially more than doubled our sales to Colombia. And exports actually accumulated exports are up 44%, so almost half again as much product has come into the country already this year than did last year at this time. And I look for that to continue. The charts I'm looking at show that continuing, well into the future.
And tell us about your work there in market development. What do you do with the Meat Export Federation to help grow that market?
U.S. Meat Export Federation has several emphasis things that they do to help increase the market for U.S. beef and pork. We do activities, we do point of sale sorts of things where we do promotions. We help work companies large. I met with one of the largest grocery chains in Colombia 2 days ago in Barranquilla, and working to line up some in-store demonstrations, in-store tastings, if you will, of U.S. product to help that. We do things that people wouldn't normally think of. Also, we just did a beef liver workshop up in Barranquilla, where we worked with a group of medium-sized outlets for U.S. or for meat products, and gave them some new ideas about recipes and so on that they could use to increase the sales of beef liver, and which, as you know, that's something that we need to sometimes burdens our market in the United States, and so the more of that we can move into Colombia, the better off we'll be. We do workshops where we work with chefs, we work with restaurant owners, that sort of thing on the beef side and pork side to increase their use and their knowledge of the product. We actually have taken groups of folks into the United States to do like a pork 101, a beef 101 course, where so that they get a great understanding of how it is we raise beef and pork in the United States and how careful we are about raising it,
right,
the quality we have. Yep.
Hey, Don, we're out of time, but thank you very much for that great report from Bogota, Colombia, South America. Thank you so much. Don Mason with the Meat Export Federation. Have a safe weekend, everyone.